Hi, everyone. This is Helena, and I want to welcome all of you to our wonderful Emotional Spring Cleaning for Success and Abundance event. I want to remind you that at the end of the teleseminar today, or webcast, I have a very special offer for anyone who stays on until the end, so really pay attention to that. Okay, spring is here. Yes, it is. And for right now, I'm going to mute everyone, and then I will unmute you in a bit. Let's see if I can. Okay. This is a time for us to enjoy and bring in new life. Many people and many of us are going through so many things and are used to cleaning out our closets and drawers in the springtime. So what a perfect time to do what we need to. So tonight, we're going to do some cleaning of your inner house, where your emotions and attitudes and beliefs live inside you, so that you're ready to have greater success and abundance. This is already the end of March, and we want a fantastic 2011. And in order to have that, we've got to clear out sometimes some old garbage. And that's just what we're going to aim for tonight. So these are the feelings and attitudes and rules and beliefs that tend to run our lives, even if we're completely unaware of them. Perhaps you're like some of my clients who have shared with me, I'm so concerned about money. I'm not sleeping well because of it. I'm just not feeling very successful. No matter what I do, I seem to do the wrong thing. And actually, I feel like I'm in danger of losing my job. And I don't even know what to do to feel better. And you know what? Therapy hasn't worked for me before to help me, so I don't know where to turn. Well, you know what? We're going to address some of these issues tonight. I'm especially excited because I just completed a great coaching program all weekend, and I've learned some new techniques I'm going to be sharing with you later. And what I learned helps make what I'm doing even more effective. No, so I'm looking forward to this webcast and sharing with you some of these methods we're using now at an Awakening Center. It's really time to wake up your life. Yes. And this is a time of great change. There is so much energy for transformation, and you can do it now. I decided to do this teleseminar because so many people are going through so much stress and anxiety or depression or overwhelm, or just plain feeling scattered and not knowing where to turn, and there's so much going on around them. So I figured this is a good time, again, to share some tools with you that you can use on your own to assist you in feeling better. I suggest you have a pen and paper ready or your computer. We'll go about an hour, maybe a little longer, an hour and a quarter. And again, I want to remind you, stay on until the end because I have a couple of special offers for you for anyone who responds within the next 48 hours. All right. And in fact, I'm going to even address right now, in fact, why sometimes therapy doesn't work and why so many of my clients wind up coming to me. There are so many new techniques that are being used with the energy processes, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, emotional freedom technique, and many of the meridian tapping techniques. And they're wonderful to use, and you can use them yourself even, which is why I love using them with clients. So because of that, and some of the shamanic processes I use, I have found many clients wind up coming to me. So what I'm going to do first is just share briefly about me for some of you who aren't too familiar with me. I'm a psychotherapist and an intuitive healer, really a shamanic healer, and now I've been doing more and more business coaching. My entire life has been a search for love and to be comfortable financially as well as to love what I do. I've grown to feel love, lots of love, even when I'm not in a relationship. And for me, that's been one of the greatest gifts. And even though I felt the shift economically with what's been going on for everyone, things are really up there again. Because I keep growing and learning new processes and methods. And that's what I want to share with you, and I'm so excited to do that. I've been practicing as a therapist for over 30 years now, and I use over 40 methods because no one does it all, even though many people say, this is the best. It's the best sometimes and for some people and in some moments. And I'm actually learning some new coaching tools to share with you guys. So, because I absolutely love teaching, I have figured ways to shift your emotions and negative beliefs and reprogram the old behaviors into more effective ones for success and abundance. I have found that what's going on in the world, it's more important than ever to increase abundance and wealth for most people. And yes, even in this economy. More importantly, for myself first and then for my clients, I've had to learn to grow into finding that quiet, calm, peaceful place inside, even when things are falling apart around me. And let me tell you, I'm often tested. Crises happen to everyone, me included. Haven't you noticed many things going on in your life? Most of my people have. So it's important to begin with intentions for anything you're doing. So here are mine for tonight. My intention tonight is to support you all and help you partner with your inner guidance, angels, or higher self, whatever you're comfortable calling them, and to help you call out for support. This is a call that you put out by coming here to this phone call now to clean up emotionally whatever is in your way of creating success and abundance. So tonight, we'll begin that process of shifting you from scarcity consciousness to feeling more like you can experience the universe supporting you. I'm going to teach you some tools you can take away with you even after tonight's class, and we're going to also do some work to change some of your emotions and beliefs and even your outdated patterns. So tonight, you'll be able to use the techniques for shifting your emotions and stress and anxiety. And later on, you're going to even be able to use some of the same processes for dealing with your core issues. Now, we may even work on one of my favorite issues, success and abundance. And I also love to help people feel empowered. I've had to do so much work in my own life to feel empowered and to feel good about myself that I know what it takes. So now it's your turn. Write down your intentions for tonight, because the more specifically you focus on your intentions, the more you can bring them in and even find positive evidences for how you're being supported. So go ahead and take a few moments and do that. You know, what you might think about is what you especially want to work on, release, or even learn about tonight. And I'm going to unmute everyone. Does anyone want to share what your intentions are for tonight? Okay. I know several of you are on the line and some are even on the webcast, and that's fine. The key is that you're conscious of your intentions. And you might look at intentions also not only with what you want to learn or gain, but how you want to feel. What is it you're feeling emotionally right now? And how would you like to feel by the end of this webcast? Okay? So tonight, we're going to do some opening processes to get you ready to do some good reprogramming of your issue to update what I call your inner computer. You know what I mean, your mind, and also your inner energy body. We'll take a brief inventory of some of your self-defeating beliefs and behaviors and which one do you want to explore and work on for this evening? And from that, I'll decide which processes would be most helpful to many of you in the group. And we're going to even be doing an awakening process meridian tapping. And I may even get time to throw in some hypnosis and neuro-linguistics programming for greater effect. So, are you ready? Good. All right. Since so many people that I work with are feeling out of control, I'd like to begin by opening the spiritual contact first. And I call this calling in your guides. So just tap once on your crown and then relax your hand if you wish. And the reason I like starting this way, by the way, is it helps calm the stress a little and it gives people some comfort, okay? Now, I may use the word God, but you use the word you're comfortable with. So if you prefer the word light, universe, higher self, inner knowing, inner wisdom, that's perfect. Change it so you're comfortable with the wording, because it's very important that you be comfortable with the wording. Okay, I call in God, and I'll leave space for you to just repeat the words, and my higher self or inner wisdom, and my guardian angel, and the healing angels and guides from the light. I'm going to even call in Archangel Raphael and Michael to assist in the healings tonight. I ask that you assist me tonight to help me feel greater success and allow more abundance to come into my life. I ask that you assist me daily as I grow and release the obstacles to my feeling comfortable, as I spring clean my emotional clutter. Please guide me in what is the highest priority for me to deal with tonight. I ask for all these things to come to me easily, for my highest good and the highest good of all concerned. And take a deep breath and let it out. This already begins to change your energy vibration and begins moving you up the vibrational energy scale. And by the way, this is part of the energy management system I teach in the class coming up on Living Success in Abundance. And now we're going to do a meditation, actually, to help bring you much more present. I like doing this at the beginning of classes and programs because it's a way to bring you present. Sorry for that. So take in a few deep breaths and let them out. And as you do that, let out a deep breath and imagine a beautiful light surrounding you. And feel that light surrounding you very deeply, all around you. If you're by your computer, turn off the monitor so it doesn't get in your way. take in a deep breath, and we will gather your attention and your awareness now. Allow yourself to be in a comfortable position and receive a breath. Receive a breath from the universe. And as you do that, when you feel comfortable, allow your eyes to close. And imagine a light a couple of feet above your head. And breathe in that light from, a couple of feet above your head, 5 feet above your head. Imagine that light pouring in through the crown of your head, opening a space that's a few inches wide, a couple of inches wide. And feel it moving into the top of your head, the place even called the third eye, which is above your eyes and in the center of your head, center of your forehead, and then in the center of your head. And imagine right there, which is a pineal gland, imagine a light coming on. Use your imagination in any way you can, and feel that light coming on. And this is a connection to your inner guidance, your inner knowing, your inner wisdom, and the place where you can allow your spiritual guides to contact you, or your inner shaman or power animals, whichever it is you work with. It's an easier contact point. Now just feel that light moving down your face, relaxing your jaws and your neck, allowing your mouth to open gently. And feel that light now moving into your shoulders. You can even imagine your guides massaging your shoulders. Letting go, letting go. Now feel that light. Moving down your arms and your hands and your fingers. And let out the stress of the day. If you want, you can even shake it off gently from your hands. Let it out of your body. Let your shoulders just move down and back and relax more fully. And breathe that light into your upper back. And feel that warm energy vibration, relaxing the muscles and the muscle fibers are letting go now. And just feel that light now moving into your chest and your heart. Especially filling your heart. You might even sense spirit coming in or your guides welcoming you warmly, knowing they're here. Now feel that light going down the rest of your back, down to your lower back. And imagine it moving into your diaphragm, your rib cage, your solar plexus. And as you allow a deep breath to come in and release, feel that area in your body letting go. This is one of your power centers, and it's important for it to be relaxed. And allow that light now to move into your belly, in the pelvic area. And just imagine it moving down your legs and into your feet. And below your feet. So just feel that light filling you. Now we're going to gather your awareness and attention. You know, sometimes only a part of us is here and present. We get so scattered during the day. So we may have our energy in what was happening before, or what's happening in the future, past events. What will happen later. So imagine pulling all these parts of you together. Because to make a profound change in your life, you have to have your energy present and full in each moment for you to make changes. So imagine this magnet now in the middle of your head, behind your eyes, point of awareness and attention goes here, and you're pulling all the parts of you back to this point. And this is magnetic. Bring your attention back here, right now. Feel a pooling of energy there. Your attention above and behind your eyes, in the very center of your head, calling it back from the future or the past, so you can create a new path right now. Bring your energy and your attention back from all the excuses you may have used to stay hooked to the past. These act as crutches, and then you hobble your way around in life. And I know many of you are wanting changes. You let me know. So now imagine this light, 15 feet above your head, pouring in from many feet above your head, as I said. And imagine this warm golden light revitalizing every cell in your body. Nourishing it, nurturing it. And as you breathe in that light, breathe it into your heart on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, let it fill your heart. Breathe in that light on the in-breath and the out-breath. Let it fill your torso. And breathe in that light with love on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, let it fill your whole body, including your arms and legs. Great. And now notice how you feel. Good. So what I'd like to go over with you are just a few basic concepts and ideas about success and abundance. First of all, your soul actually knows your deeper purpose. And when you connect with that purpose, everything in your life flows more easily and smoothly. And actually, money and abundance is simply energy. And you can choose to powerfully create what you want and desire in your life using that energy. Or not. The choice is really yours. So in bringing money in, whether it's in business or in a job, it's very important, I find, to come from your heart. I really see heart energy and love coming together with money and abundance. Because it has for me. That's what allows me to be more abundant. So breathe it into your heart and imagine creating the right service in any way that's important to your calling. Even on a job, your life flows more smoothly and wealth in all areas comes to you more easily when you're doing this. And that's what allows energy to flow and to easily attract clients, the right job, a healthy, loving relationship, all you desire. You become an energy magnet for good to come to you. So I realize my mission is to help you open your heart to your own magnificence and beauty, because then it's easier to magnetize wealth from your heart and accomplish all your goals. Actually, what I find is opening to love is what brings money, wealth in all areas, and joy. And I think that's just great to have. So most importantly, everything in the universe is energy. It's magnetic energy. Your thoughts, your feelings,
and your emotions.
So that's where the law of attraction plays a big role here. So then you might be asking yourself, why is it important to release this emotional baggage in order to achieve success and abundance? It's actually a pretty simple answer. Whatever is not released from our body creates an energy imprint in our body, in our bodies, and affects everything we do, even if we don't know it. So, let me give you an example. If we went through a trauma as a child and we don't deal with it, there is always that underlying energy of fear that runs us. Even if we become a police officer to cover up that fear, it still remains there hidden, ready to pop out its ugly head at any time, and makes you afraid of doing new things, maybe speaking to different people that you don't know well, or speaking in front of a group. It makes you afraid of new challenges because of what you went through as a child. Now, most people don't make that connection, but that's what's often going on. So instead of believing we're capable, lovable, and deserve good things like prosperity and being successful, we take on the belief that we only get a little money, live a difficult life, and perhaps even suffer, or whatever we turn it into in our heads. In relationship, we might believe we don't deserve love unless we're used, betrayed, or violated in some way, because that's what we went through as a child. We might tell ourselves that's not true, but if you look at some of the relationships you were in, or have been in, or maybe still are in, you may notice that whatever the feelings were you felt as a child are often duplicated in your adult relationships, at least long-term ones. So our negative emotions and beliefs are truly imprinted inside our energy body. And because I'm empathic, I can feel that energy imprint that it takes in your body, the form that it takes. And that's what I work on releasing with people. We then send out these messages to the world. So in reality, our energy is actually our business calling card. Yes, perhaps you didn't know that. You have an energetic business calling card. And it might seem as though you're almost screaming, yes, I'm really worthless, or I'm really not good enough to deserve that high-paying job or client. And so energetically, you're pushing away just what you're telling yourself you want. I used to wonder why so many of my trauma clients often had so many more negative events happen, like attacks and purses being stolen and more accidents than other people. And then I realized they actually have a negative magnet pulling these negative things to them. Okay? Now what this does is it brings more proof that your negative belief is accurate. And the weird thing is the universe actually, I find, functions as a giant mirror reflecting back to us an exact match to our deeply held beliefs, values, and rules, which then the universe uses in creating your experiences. So be it, the law of attraction. So, what I hope you remember from this is everything in the is energy in the universe. And all energy vibrates at certain frequencies. And when something vibrates at a certain frequency, it naturally resonates with and attracts other things at the same or similar frequency. So now, I want you to pay attention. The energy you're in when you ask for something from the universe is the energy you receive what you ask for and desire. So if you believe, well, I'm not going to get that job anyway, but you keep telling yourself, I want that job, I want that job, I want that job, the universe hears, I'm not going to get that job anyway. So what it means is if you believe you'll never manifest your full potential or have abundance easily come to you, you will attract the evidence to prove you're right. So the trap we fall into is thinking that we feel the way we do because of our circumstances, when the fact is we have our circumstances because of the way we feel. It's the same thing when we go to the toilet to release body waste. We have to do the same thing with our emotional debris so you can magnetize good things you desire to you. Can you imagine holding in all your negative emotions? Well, some people get very big because they hold in very negative emotions. And other people do it different ways. So how do you do it? Okay? So the release of these old issues raises our energy vibration so we can magnetize good things to us. And then we can live the life we say we want. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, well, I don't have all those negative issues going on. Perhaps you don't. And if you don't, you're living the life you want. You're successful. You're feeling comfortable or abundant to whatever degree you desire. And you're fine with your life. And maybe you're on this call to improve your life, because we can do that too. All right. Now, in order to bring our goals, we not only need to expand, we also need to be grounded, okay? So it allows our heart to heal if we open up to the universal energy flow. And so for a moment, let's go back in and just do one more thing quietly inside, okay? We've already opened your energy. So go back in and feel that light filling you. Breathe in that light from above your head. Feel that light going all the way through your body. And now take your awareness down to your feet. And from the soles of your feet, feel these energy cords or tree branches coming out from the soles of your feet, going all the way down to whatever building or car you're in or earth you're in, all the way down past the earth crust, all the way down to the very center of the earth. And feel the earth energy. It's deep, it's moist, and it's grounding. And we always want to ground our energy when we're working on expanding, because it creates balance. Otherwise, some people just float off into space. Okay, so now imagine the earth energy in the very center of the earth. And imagine breathing up this wonderful, grounding, nurturing Mother Earth energy, especially for those who weren't mothered by a nurturing mom. And breathe in that energy up, up, up through the earth's crust, up, up into the soles of your feet and into your legs and your torso, and feel it in your belly and your heart. And notice what that does for you now. And feel that earth energy filling you, nurturing your heart. Now let it fill your whole body. Moving up your body, going to the top of your head and down the front of your body. And out through the soles of your feet, without any negative energy that might be remaining in your body. All the way down, 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 whether it's your tree branches or energy cords, to the very center of the earth. And breathe in that earth energy. Feeling, moving up your feet, legs into your belly. Let it warm your belly. Yes, relax your belly muscles and feel it moving into your heart, nurturing your heart. This energy feels different than when we call in the energy from above, but it's equally wonderful. And feel that warm, nurturing earth energy moving throughout your body now and down. And right now, remember the energy from above your head. Focus on pulling in the energy from above your head, that golden light above your head. Feel it coming in,
and breathe in the energy from the earth. Let it come in through your feet and legs, and let these energies mix in your heart and your belly. And now you're more centered. Good. All right. I noticed several of you are mentioning here that you're feeling better. That's great to hear. All right, now we're going to take a brief inventory of what's going on for you that you wish to shift. So have some paper ready. And think about abundance and success. What comes up for you when you think about being successful? And now, what I'd like you to write down are some of the negative feelings or emotions that are coming up for you. Like, I don't feel good about me. Or I don't really believe that. You know, what are the negative voices that may be plaguing you in your head? What are they telling you? Well, you know, you screwed up that time. You don't deserve to do well now. You had it all and then you messed up. Of course, we all do sometimes. But notice the negative voices in your head, okay, about success and about abundance. Okay, they may be different. What are they? Write them down. Maybe it's a message you're not good enough. I remember that one. That was a biggie for me. Or for some of you, you won't amount to anything. Or you can never really make it on your own. There are some parents who convince their kids of that in order to keep them attached to them forever. Or, you're so stupid. Or, you're no good. I can't stand being around you. Whatever it is, what are those self-defeating patterns that show up with these voices in your head? And decide on what you want to work on now. And write it down. If you want to work on you're not good enough, or I've been told over and over again I'm stupid and I really believe it, choose one that affects you for success and abundance. Very often it's something with self-esteem or deserving. And these might be messages from your parents, from teachers, from whatever church you belong to, from kids, friends, siblings. If it's a general feeling of sadness or something like that, try and think of a specific event that made you feel sad. The key to this is the more specific you are in focusing, the more effective the process will be. You can even give it a movie title to make it easier to say when we're doing the tapping. The day Mother told me that only my brother needs to go to college and not me. Maybe brother, college for brother. Or no college for me might be the short movie title for you. Or I got chewed out by my supervisor for not doing a good enough job. All right. Supervisor upset with me, okay, or not good enough at work. Whichever works for you, make it short so that you can use it. And you have a choice. There's something called borrowing benefits, where even though you're tapping on saying some of the words I'm using, if you have your paper there and occasionally you look at your issue, it usually still affects your issue. That's what we found. I was at a workshop with Gary Craig, and we had over 300 people. And he would be demonstrating up in the front with one person, And we all had our own issue to look at, but we were using their words, the words he was using. And I'd say a good 75-80% of us felt better anyway with our own issue. So that's how it can work. So right now, write down the issues connected to you for success and abundance. And you might even notice if you have a picture that goes with it. If so, you can imagine that picture or image in your head, because it'll make it even more effective. So notice now, when you think of this issue, how you're feeling emotionally. Okay? And notice how disturbed you're feeling, 0 to 10. 10 is the most, 0 is neutral or peaceful, so it's not really an issue for you, then choose something else, okay? So for those who aren't familiar with emotional freedom technique, I have a sheet on my website under resources and links, so you can easily get that for yourself at another time. In the meantime, I will be directing you what to do and what to tap on, okay? So we're going to use a karate chop point to start. Oh, so write down the number, the emotional disturbance number, 0 to 10. I did say that. Good. All right. We're going to use a karate chop point. And the karate chop point is between the bottom of the pinky and your wrist. And you're going to keep tapping that part with your other hand, the flat of your other hand. And it makes no difference which hand you use, whatever you desire. Okay. So we're going to say a few sentences by tapping this point. And what I'll do is I'll break the statements up in short phrases and leave you space to repeat them. Okay? So, even though I'm afraid to succeed and be abundant, though I want to be, I'm working on deeply and completely loving and accepting myself. Okay. Even though I'm anxious about money and scared things won't improve, I choose to know things will get better by letting go of these feelings. Okay. Now, even though I'm afraid I won't succeed, no matter what I do, I am willing to do something positive. I'm willing to do something positive about it and release my fears now. Good. Now what we're going to do is tap on different points, and I'm going to call them out to you. What you do is you use two fingers of whichever hand you prefer, and the first point, the eyebrow point, and the eyebrow point is the inside of the eyebrow closest to the nose on the eyebrow itself. Then side of the eye is next to the eye between where the eye ends, that your bone there, and the hairline, right in the middle there. Under eye is on your cheekbone, underneath your eye. Under nose is right in between your nose and your upper lip. And chin is in the middle of your chin. And collarbone, you take your whole hand and you can tap the whole collarbone area right at the bottom of your neck. And underarms, you take your fingers, four fingers actually, and it's your underarms 4 inches down from your underarm itself. So for women, it's about in the middle of the bra. And for men, it's just 4 inches down, really across from the nipple. Okay? So that gives you the basis of what most of the points are. And then the top of the head, crown of your head. Okay? So we're going to start now. All right. Eyebrow. I'm scared about not making it. Side of eye. I'm afraid of all these changes I'll have to make if I want to be successful and abundant. under eye. I hate new things happening. I don't like to make changes. Nose, under nose. I'm really selfish if I want to have more than I have now. Chin. I'm really hurt and scared about many things happening now. Collarbone. All my old fears and issues are coming up again. Underarms. I know I'm blocking what I really want, but I don't seem to be able to change. Top of head. I'm afraid I don't deserve what I want because I was told that so many times. Take a breath and let it go. And now let's go back to the karate chop again. Even though I thought I did all the right things, and I still don't have enough money or the right job, I choose to know I can still change my feelings and I'll be fine. Even though I made mistakes on my job, or about how I handled my finances, I choose to forgive myself and appreciate who I am anyway. Even though I still feel anxious about money or that event, and like I'll never be a success, I really want to change this rapidly and start over. Okay, now eyebrows again. I don't think anything is working for me now. Side of eye. I know I'm not okay now, and I'm scared what tomorrow will bring. Under eye. I feel bad for not dealing with my money and my career better, or that event, so that I'm successful now. Under nose. I hate feeling like this. I'm not even sure I have anything to offer. Chin. It's hard to forgive myself for what I've done with my finances. Collarbone. That's why things go so badly for me. I don't have enough money. And I really feel like a failure. Underarms. Part of me thinks I can change. And another part of me feels hopeless. Top of head. But I can really change this situation. Or at least how I feel about it. And that's a start. Good. Take a deep breath in and let it go and feel all this negative draining from you. And now we'll start on the positive. Eyebrow. I choose to do something small to make me feel better. The reason I say that, people, is sometimes we have to start with a small shift. Side of eye. I choose to shift my focus and raise my vibration now. Under eye. I am making small steps to be successful and abundant. And that's progress. Yay. Under nose. What if my purpose is to be really successful and abundant? Chin. You know, I know what to do, even if I don't do it. Maybe that's a start. Collarbone. I choose to do what helps me feel better now. It helps me when others are successful. Maybe underarms. Maybe I'm helping others more by being successful. I know I deserve abundance because we all do. Or so I've heard. Head. I love knowing abundance and wealth is here for everyone. And then I'm included. Eyebrow. I know my guides, angels, and spirit are here helping me. Side of eye. I am grateful for and willing to receive all the ways spirit and my guides help me now. I feel safe enough now, breathe that in and breathe out, to release my fears of success and prosperity. Under eyes, I choose to receive gratefully. To receive all the new ways coming to me for wealth and success. Yes, wealth. Under nose. I choose to willingly accept and be grateful for all the lessons coming to me now. Really breathe that in, people. Chin. I am willing to act on these important lessons to improve my success and wealth. Collarbone. I appreciate who I really am. And I am willing to be the true me. I am willing to reach my full potential. Really breathe deeply now. And to get the help I need if I'm not sure how to do this. I can trust I will be guided to the right thing, person, or class for me. Underarms. I choose to allow success and abundance to come to me as I show up more and more. Top of your head. I am so grateful for all the wealth and abundance easily flowing to me now. I am grateful Spirit is really helping me. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Now for a few moments, close your eyes. You could ask inside for your guides to be here and help you heal more fully. And now imagine your awareness inside. Move down to your tailbone. And imagine from your tailbone a releasing valve. And this might be a tree trunk as wide as your hips coming out from your tailbone and going down into the very center of the earth. And feel that there's a magnet in the very center of the earth pulling off all this negative energy, any remaining energy you may have, thoughts, events, feelings, people who said things to you, pulling it out of you. Take in a deep breath and breathe it out through that clearing tailbone. Through that clearing tree trunk that comes from your tailbone. And feel that magnet pulling off any remaining negativity you may have. And if there's something that's still bugging you right now, breathe it out. And now again, taking a very deep breath and focus it moving out through your tailbone and blow it out so it leaves your body. Any belief that you don't deserve, all the way out into the very center of the earth. You can breathe out any fears you have too concerning them. Because if it's about something you don't know, you can always learn. I keep learning and growing. I guess that's my life, though, huh? All right, take a deep breath in, and one more time, blow out any negative through that tree trunk, through your tailbone tree trunk. Into the earth. Feel the earth magnet pulling it off. Good. And relax. Breathe in and breathe out. And now from the center of the earth, breathe in that earth healing energy. And this time you're going to breathe it up into the soles of your feet through your tree trunks or energy cords. So breathe in that earth healing energy now, because you can breathe it in more fully to feel clear, free, positive. Breathe it in. Loved, loving. Strong, powerful, capable, ready to accomplish what you desire, feeling successful, flowing with prosperity and abundance, and money easily flowing to you. Breathe in this earth healing energy, and you can even breathe in the energy at the same time, or one at a time, from above your head, 10 feet above your head, breathing in all this positive, free, powerful energy, loving you, your love. The universe is here to support you. Breathing in success. I can do it. Breathing in abundance, wealth. Wealth sounds good. Try that one on. Money easily flowing to you. See it pouring down over you. The universe is supporting you. And all you need to do is take a few of the actions to make it happen. Now, imagine inside your body, your energy body, and your brain, a new skill set developing. The new skill set you're needing. Whatever it might be. Beautiful. And now, imagine yourself a year, two down the line, successful, or three, whenever it is for you, looking back at yourself during this period of time and noticing that afterglow in you, how much you are successful of that positive internal shift you've made. And as you look at yourself way back when, from the now, consider when you were experiencing difficulty with success and abundance and prosperity, what your next step was that led you to your present success and financial comfort. Feel how excited you are that you took that step that leads you to achieving the success you have now. Experience how great it is to feel jubilant about your present victory over the past. Notice what you're doing, where you are, and with whom you are speaking or doing things with, and enjoy that. Feel your body smiling, your heart smiling, even your tummy and head smiling. Enjoy that feeling of pride and excitement in your new success. As you look at your bank account, yes, bank account and checking account. And maybe even your retirement account. Increasing each month. Or you just feel calmer and more relaxed about money. Or both. Now, let's anchor in these powerful positive emotions. Take two fingers of your right hand. And it can be your thumb and index finger or index and middle finger together, whatever you want. And anchor in these positive feelings. Beautiful. And now imagine your guides touching the back of the neck, or maybe you can even touch that back of the neck bone, and your feeling of success and abundance flowing in increases 10 times. And that feeling of, I did it! Yes. Breathe that in even more powerfully. Beautiful. Now, imagine the rest of the week. And in fact, the next couple of weeks, how you will respond differently to events in your life. How you will allow spirit and your guides and your life to work perfectly for you. Feel the emotions, the joy, the pride, the fulfillment, the love. Yes, love. It's always love when you feel supported by the universe. Increasing 200% now. Let it go all the way through your body. Feel how you are in the flow of the life force energy. Yes. Thank yourself and your guides. B. bring this new energy back with you, feeling it in your body. And as you come back, 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 5, 6, 7, wiggle your toes, 8, 9, rub your hands together, and gradually open your eyes at 10. And notice how you're feeling. Notice the issue you started with. And take the emotional disturbance level now, 0 to 10. What are you feeling now? So feeling great is 0 or 1 or 2. Notice if other issues came up, because sometimes they do, and write them down. It just means more exploration. I welcome you to practice these methods daily. And right now, because it's fresh in your mind, write down everything that came up for you. I suggest you write it down because it can go very quickly, almost like a dream. And remember, stay until the end. I have something very special for you. So you can practice this on your own. And remember to do some of the breathing methods we did at the beginning to continue your healing. And we will do some of these very same processes in our class on Living Success and Abundance. And success means in any area you choose. And I'm also going to be teaching an EFT Level 1 Advanced Training, which means this is a 2-day one. And I'll tell you about it in a moment. Also, since some of the hypnosis we did is a form of self-hypnosis, you can re-experience what we did today. I also have several low-fee hypnosis MP3s on our website at www.hzharris.com. And click on store. And if you want that EFT sheet, it's on the resource link. So again, www.hzharris.com. And so to continue your healing, I'm very excited to tell you about our class coming up on Living Success and Abundance. And this is just the first part. We will be dealing with releasing those limiting blocks you have and learning systems to increase your money situation. Yes, we will be using some systems. We will also be working with an energy management tool so you learn how to deal with your emotions and energy on a daily basis. And that's why this time it's not just a 4-week live class, but there will also be 4 teleseminars, 1 each week, probably on Thursday. And if you can't come at the time we're doing it, you can always listen later. And we will be doing an awakening process, perceptual shift process for shifting your emotions, not only with EFT, but I am going to be teaching you another method that I got from my coaching this weekend. We will be doing scripting with your inner guidance and meeting your prosperity council. So, and I always give you lots of handouts to assist you. Now, remember I said I had a gift for you, a special bonus. Well, I have a couple of them for you. Okay? Oh, wait. Yeah, I want to tell you about this and then 2 more other things to share with you. So, my special gift and bonus is to extend the early bird special for 2 more days. So you have until Wednesday to take the class for only $247. After that, it goes to $267. And you must admit, for 4 live classes and 4 teleseminars, that's pretty good. All right. Now, the special bonus I have is from Mission Hills Auto Center. For the first 3 more people who call and sign up for the class, you get a complete detail of your car for winter. The value is $69.95. So remember to sign up. That goes only for the next 3 people. And also, A class I want to tell you about coming up is A New Way to Treat Anxiety. It's at Cal State University Northridge. And let's check the date. I think the date's 4/15. It's on a Saturday at 1 to 5. And these are some of the newer ways and more effective ways of dealing and treating anxiety. And I have something else to tell you about. I was started to tell you before. The EFT Level 1 Advanced Training is going to be, I wrote April 18th and 19th. I thought it was going to be in June. No, it's going to be June. Okay? June 18th and 19th. So be sure and put it on your calendar. And remember, sign up now for Living Success and Abundance. And please email me and let me know how you like these processes. I know many of you do not like sharing, so that's fine. And I wish you to have an abundant, brilliant, successful, and joyous week. This is Helene signing off. Bye-bye.